she had run a sawmill, a gin, and everything when her husband died.
Yeah.
And she just continued running the business. Now, she never did get a colored child, but she just started with the colored men. And they didn't count at all. I mean, the rich folk, not the white man, though, he'd slip in there. But they didn't count up. And I'm out, no, but he's sleeping there at night.
Yeah.
And finally, and they found out close to that this colored man was running it, named the mob him and catch him. But another fellow, a white man, told him to get this boy out the way, what he's gonna do.
Yeah.
Told some of his people. Then some of his people went and told, from the one he told, went and told some of the mad people who told him to get him out the way. They didn't want to kill him then.
Yeah.
But they did get the boy out the way.
And he told some of his people, you mean the people that worked on the farm?
Now this colored boy, he went and told his uncle.
Yeah.
They didn't get the boy away from him and didn't know what they were gonna do to him. Instead of him going on trying to get the boy away, which they did do it. Instead of him trying to get the boy away, he went and told it that Mr. Andrews had told him what else was to happen. And most of Mr. Andrews' people were after doing these things.
Yeah.
Then he told me that they got to the place they wanted to kill him then because he done that. But the day this thing got placed around here, this woman is a woman, the majority of them is, if they want the black man, they got him. Now that's happening here plenty now.
Yeah.
Plenty.
Did it happen a lot when you were coming up?
No, I'm telling you now, I'm not. And all of my coming, them all is two that I knew about. But they just would ignore them, throw them away. But this boy's daddy, where is he? And his uncle.
They what? They just, his mom throw them away?
I mean?
In other words, that woman was living by herself.
Yeah, after her husband died, both of them living by herself with their children. They had children. They had children. Now, this boy's daddy was about a man.
Yeah.
And his uncle was a man. But his uncle, well, both of them was men about. And his sister was grown young men, something like you there.
Yeah.
And but the oldest one, he got out the house for me. He left on that account. But he wind up getting him a colored woman. And died. She died with him. Now, he died a few years ago. Both of them, that boy's daddy died a few years back. And his uncle did too, but both of them, his daddy and his uncle, got white wives, colored wives. Now, this boy's daddy, they wasn't counting him. He's white, he didn't act like it. So I'm told, and he went over there to the courthouse. He got to be a son of a man. His mama had this two black children, and his sister had one.
Yeah.
And he went to the courthouse and told them that he wanted to make something out of him this morning. I want you to either make a white man out of me or a black man out of me. And he wanted him a wife.
Yeah.
And they didn't examine it, doesn't I understand. They told him, well, Charlie, you got a little color in you. But he didn't have none in him. And I remember this old lady, what I was raised on her place. He was born in a well there one day and had plenty of colored babies on the boy. And in fact, some of the friends, white, come in there what we were working at. And she already served coffee, maybe cake or something around 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to serving that coffee.